The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Conrad Black, distinguished biographer, writing his column to the National Post, asking questions about the new government, Mr. Carney's government, not yet showing his hand unless. Conrad, a very good evening to you. Thank you. I go right to Alberta, which I know entirely from a recent ad I saw made by the people of Alberta about what they want, which is respect and something less than the exploitation they've struggled with these last years from Mr. Trudeau. They also looked extremely vigorous, very attractive, and with lots of room around them to grow in. Cowboys, I would say, if this was America, but they're also dealing with an energy supply that might be bottomless. Right now, Mr. Carney must know that Alberta is restless. There's a percentage of the population that wants separation. Is he responding in any fashion that you can discern after the campaign? Does he have plans for calming Alberta's separatism? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. He's on this issue, he's a man of mystery. He has a celebrated attachment, I should say a notorious attachment, to rather extreme green views, and believes that it is essential that we cycle our way out of fossil fuels, which of course would mean the comparative impoverishment of Alberta. Its economy, I mean, there is some manufacturing, but it's basically an oil and ranching economy, and a very prosperous place. Everything's to scale in their cultural differences, but it is the, you know, the Texas of Canada. And a very fine place, lovely cities, Calgary and Edmonton, wealthy, and environmentally responsible. But he's taken, Carney has taken dead aim at the core of their industry out there, and they have made it fairly clear, and this is not a partisan issue, it's the province as a whole, that if they are oppressed any more than they have been already, refusal to build pipelines to, you know, enhance oil and natural gas exports from Alberta, in all directions, in eastern Canada, to the Pacific coast, to the Atlantic coast, and into the United States. All directions want their oil and natural gas. If that's not facilitated, they are threatening to secede. And that actually doesn't mean the Republic of Alberta. That means they'll join the United States. Now, that would, in fact, bring the whole country down. So they're not threatening. They're not being belligerent. But the polls show that. And the whole country is waiting to see, will Carney stick to his guns on his, in my opinion, insane green ideas, doubly insane given the political realities I've just mentioned, or will he compromise as a sensible leader would? And he's going to have to show his hand soon.
It's been some weeks since the election, and it is surprising to me, given the need of Alberta, the voice of Alberta, that he's not moved in some fashion to calm it and get moving. Now, let's move to the other story that you identified.
Yeah, it's 4 months since the election. I agree with you. It's time to do it.
Will you also identify another challenge to Mr. Carney when he comes into office? Well, he's in office. He's been in office. And the challenge is Quebec, which has a long, storied history. But do I say correctly, Quebec, a cup runneth over with natural resources as well. And those need to be very carefully managed. And Mr. Carney needs to have a program.
Yes, there it's more a cultural question and a straight political one. I mean, there are approximately 8 million French Canadians, and there is no reason why they can't have their own country. You're quite right. Quebec is a rich place, not in oil, but it's one of the greatest producers of electricity in the world, and the most sophisticated in building power dams and transmission lines and so on. Everyone in the world comes and talks to Hydro-Quebec, it's called, about how they do it, and they supply power for New York City, for example, and for Boston. And they have base metals, precious metals, forest products of all kinds. So yes, it's 8 million people with a distinct language. I mean, that's almost the whole French population of North America in that one place, and so it would be a bigger and more populous country than Denmark or Norway or Switzerland or a lot of other places, and they could flourish as an independent country, and they are minded to do it if they're not impressed with what the federal government and membership in the Canadian Confederation does for them. And it's come up before as an issue, as many of your listeners will recall. They've had two referendums about it in 1980 and 1995, and they were close enough referendums. They weren't. The last one was only a 1% margin for those who said no, we're not having any discussions about such a thing. So you know, and Carney knows that, and I don't know what he proposes to do about it, but he knows he's got to do something about it.
Another story that was told during the campaign, and I wonder if there's been an update on it, which is national security, especially in the north, the need for icebreakers, the need for an attention to the sea lanes that are Canadian. Is Mr. Yes. Carney commented on any of that? Because it came up during the campaign.
Yes, he has, and he's been very robust on the whole defense issue. He's agreed with President Trump that Canada has been shortchanging NATO, and he has agreed to raise the commitment, broadly speaking, to defense, and that includes building highways to strategic places and all sorts of things, not just expanding the number of people in the armed forces or buying more warplanes, but to 5%, which in the case of Canada, a G7 country, you know, with a $2 trillion, I mean, it's 10% of or slightly less of what the United States has, but it's still, you know, 5% of it is still $100 billion. It's a substantial, you know, that's a 10% of your defense budget, and so that would be a sizable commitment. And he said he'll do it. So, you know, he can't do everything at once. You know, he can't add $100 billion to the, or almost $100 billion to our defense spending, and huge commitments to his green program. And I mean, he's something else got to give here, and everybody's waiting to see what he plans to do.
Yeah, especially the people in Alberta, Quebec, and for national security. Now, Mr. Carney is accustomed to being a central banker, and the wisdom there is to keep silent because you're working for people and you're not working for your own personality. Is it your
right
measure that he can make the conversion to being the leader of the country as opposed to being a man who keeps his mouth shut? I can't tell from the style that he campaigned on, which was noisy, but he's been silent.
Yeah, I think he can. I think he can. I think he's a capable man. He's well-educated. I personally thought he was a catastrophe as governor of the Bank of England. He was much too political, and he was on the wrong side of the Brexit issue. And he didn't perform as an independent, non-political central banker.
30 seconds, Conrad. So you're waiting for Mr. Carney's promise. You do not believe there's any reason to be discouraged. 30 seconds. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. I think the issue with him is not his ability. He had a successful career in the private sector after being a central banker. I think he is competent to do the job. The issue with him is, are his views the right ones and will the country agree with him?
Conrad Black, writing for the National Post. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, That business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.